Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Notice, notice, this midweek mini was recorded several months ago and may not be up to date with current events. For fresh minisode uploads with every episode, head to patreon.com/chilluminatipod.
Definitely.
Hi.
Yeah.
Ned Schneebly.
Hi, I'm Nathaniel Snurpus.
Welcome to the Minnesota boys. I'm excited for today because I got a couple things depending on how long one takes. They're both pretty quick.
You got good stuff?
I got good
stuff. I'm excited for every day because every day could be the day that I turn it all around. Never has been, but it could be.
Could be. Could be tomorrow.
I like the affirmational start to a nice Minnesota. And that voice, if you didn't recognize it coming through that meager gamer microphone, it's Davis,
or the iPad.
That might be a little better. It might be crisper, at least. He might sound like he's in his bathroom, but it'll be like pretty good on the ears. Here's the vibe. We just finished recording the Chuck Barris episode, which was I had a good time with, although I couldn't resist teasing you guys a little bit.
But I think we all had a good time.
Yeah, I had a great time.
Yeah, but
I love fiction.
Yeah, now we're here. It's an unauthorized autobiography.
Exactly.
And that carries a double and even a triple meaning. We're here now with a minisode right afterwards. So Davis went and got shawarma. He's back. We're feeling good.
I haven't eaten it.
Of course not. But that's the podcaster's like burden, I think. Like
if there's a food truck that's about to leave, you have to get it.
It's more like when you spend half of your goddamn day talking to a microphone, you then walk out to your food that arrived like 80 minutes ago and it's like warm now. And it's like not even hot.
All your
anymore.
Lettuce is like wilted.
Yeah. And you just eat it anyway and it still tastes so good because you've been thinking about it for 81 minutes. It's a big part of my life. Yeah. I'm going to get you someday my chicken. What did I get? Chicken piccata. I can't remember what I got. Chicken scallopini. I think it's the same thing. That's what I want to eat right now, you guys. I'm really hungry.
Let's get
hungry.
To the minisode then so you can go eat.
What did you bring for us, Matthew?
I don't know if you've heard, but it is pretty definitive now. The Patterson Gimlin film, the famous Bigfoot film that we talked about, is in fact proven to be fake. There was a film that premiered March 12th at South by Southwest. A filmmaker by the name of Mark Evans received a canister of 16 millimeter film that had been locked in a safe for decades. And when they developed it, he did this all for the movie. It contained a 40-second clip from 1966, which was a year before the Patterson Gimlin film, showing what seems to be a dress rehearsal of a skinnier Bigfoot walking through a similar wooded area. It looks like this was all set up a year before it even happened. They were like literally doing test shots of it. Everybody who's seen the movie says, it was a fucking hoax. The whole thing was a hoax. And I don't know if you've seen that. We're not going to go into the whole thing because I haven't seen the movie.
Is it out for everyone to watch?
I don't think that it's called, the movie is called Capturing Bigfoot. It's a
documentary.
We've
got to do this on
Rotten Popcorn. Yeah. We have to watch it. Yeah.
That is a Bigfoot. Great. I would, that's historic.
Yes. It's huge. It's brand new. Like literally this news is like 2 weeks old.
That'd be like if the Roswell footage was just like they panned over and it was like on a studio.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No, yeah, exactly. Like the fact that he has that and it has 40 seconds is a lot of fucking footage too. And
this
everybody
is
who's
the
seen, even believers of YouTube, YouTubers who got to see it went to come back and they're like, yeah, no, this is, it's fake.
This is the Bigfoot evidence. This is the template. This is the cave, the allegory of the cave. This shit is what's behind us in the Bigfoot world. Every single video that I've ever seen is a lighthouse of that video. For this one to come cascading downwards is going to cause a mass extinction event, the likes of which we've never seen in the big verse.
If only evidence had that power.
I mean, I think it might, dude. Like, this type of stuff.
I'm in a Reddit thread right now, an open letter to Mark Evans in the Bigfoot subreddit, trying to push back on everything he's saying about the Gimlin film.
I'm sure the faction exists, but the damage is done.
For a lot of my understanding of the different conspiracy theory things, it's like evidence. There's no lack of evidence that the world is not like that's spherical. It's not flat. Like, or that Bigfoot is a hoax. It's not, people aren't running on truth. They're running on vibes. So I don't think like, you think this, how is this going to change?
I just think like the
Bigfoot world.
Like, no, okay. Yeah, if you're a guy who believes in Bigfoot for real, and it's important to you,
The Patterson Gimlin film isn't the origin of Bigfoot.
So. It's not the origin of Bigfoot, but it is the one that was so good. Right.
Yeah.
It's the one that makes you think maybe Bigfoot could be real.
Yep. It's a lot of people's film they point to is like the best footage they have. It's like better footage now of modern day, like phone camera footage of weird, like creatures in the woods, but still none of it.
People still point to that book you were talking about with the guy having sex with the alien.
But that's not like where UFOs, that's not where like the grays come from. You know what I'm saying? Like this is where. Yeah. What Bigfoot looks like comes from. This is the Coca-Cola Santa Claus of Bigfoot.
Yeah.
And it's definitively fake, I think. I
want to see it for ourselves. It's going to be rotten popcorn. I wanted to bring it up because we did cover it in the past. But there's a real piece of news I want to bring that's scientific and reality bending that I prefer to talk about. This is from 2 days ago. Physicists created a levitating form of a time crystal. Now we've talked about time crystals in this show.
What the fuck are you talking
about? So we'll read through it. Basically,
physics time crystals made a sword made of the ocean.
Time crystals are a collection of particles that quote unquote
they call it sea sword.
They're particles in the new type of time crystal defy Newton's third law of motion, which states that for every action of an object, there is an equal and opposite reaction, meaning forces always occur in balanced pairs. By contrast, these new particles interact more independently and are not necessarily tied to balanced forces. They move non-reciprocally. Notably, these time crystals, which can be seen with an unaided eye, on a handheld device, are suspended on a 1 foot high device that you can hold in your hand. Quote, the speakers emit sound waves that allows us to place small particles in the pressure nodes of the sound wave where they are levitated against gravity, said New York University undergraduate Leela Elliott. The team's time crystal consists of styrofoam beads suspended in by sound waves, which served as an acoustic levitator to initially hold the beads motionlessly in the air. Quote, we've discovered that a really simple system of two particles levitated in an acoustic standing wave can achieve spontaneous oscillations and a time crystal effect through their unbalanced interactions, said New York University graduate student Mia Morell.
A time crystal effect. When you touch it, you reverse your entropy and the bullets come out of the wall into the gun. Just listen to the tape and it'll make sense.
Read the rest of their quotes real quick, see if this helps make any sense at all. Quote, crucially, when these levitated particles interacted with each other, they did so by exchanging scattered sound waves. More specifically, larger particles scatter more sound than smaller particles. Therefore, a large particle will influence a small particle more than the small particle influences the large particle. And as a result, the interaction between a small and large particle is unbalanced.
It's not reciprocal.
Think of two ferries of different sizes approaching a dock. Each one makes water waves that push the other one around, but to different degrees, depending on their size.
Okay, so first of all, I was thinking of little pixies with wings, okay? Second of all, what the fuck are you talking about? A switch dock?
They go on to say time crystals are a lot more autonomous in that they choose everything for themselves and they keep themselves going. They are fascinating, not only
time
because
crystals
of the possibilities.
Choose? Is that what you said?
Time crystals are a lot.
let me just ask again, where is this from? Like, this is such gobbledygook.
New York University.
It's either super, super smart people.
No, this is real. Yeah, this is, I can tell. Like, I can tell this is
but
real.
But there is a lot of like, they act on their own. They choose their, like, What was the headline again?
It's a published abstract study called, quote, non-reciprocal wave-mediated interactions power a classical time crystal.
This was classical age so, time yeah, crystal.
Is a study.
From the era before refined magic was discovered.
I don't know. It seems like, I don't know what this shit means. Time crystals.
Like classical what? Time crystal, dude.
There are a lot of like studies that I've looked at trying to be like, I want to read the study and they're legit, but the word just too big for my little brain.
I want like
so this
a
either
young,
sounds completely made up or it's that. And
I want like a
are
young
other big brain people looking at this and being like that tracks.
I need like
time
a,
crystal
like
is real.
Energetic, young, enthusiastic so, scientist expert to tell me about
what
a time crystal is.
I got you one better. I Googled it. So
okay. Oh,
this
hell
is what they say is like time crystal. Is the same concept as a diamond or quartz, which are a bunch of atoms arranged in a repeating pattern in space. That's what crystals are. But a time crystal does that. A time crystal is the same concept, but in time instead of space. The particles.
What is time physics?
I'm reading this. I think we're about to learn. The particles repeat a pattern of movement. They, quote, tick back and forth, like the article said before, and they do it spontaneously without anything external driving the rhythm. Like nothing's pushing them to tick or move like they do. They just oscillate. That's what they mean by oscillate on their own. There's no external force causing them to move when typically something physical is being moved, whether it be because of like wind or sound waves or whatever is causing it. These, and in theory, that can go on forever. This was first proposed in 2012, apparently, and violates thermodynamics. And what the NYU team did that's new is they made one that you can actually see. I guess it's the big thing about this one is they were actually able to, with the styrofoam beads, do the same thing on a visual scale.
This is like what happens right before like Cthulhu comes out. You know what I'm saying?
That's yeah.
Like so in a, I'm in Scary Game Squad.
Like, you do like yeah. a thing, a ritual.
Yeah.
It goes quiet and then suddenly suspended beads. That you mean like little
right.
whatever?
But yeah. What it's supposed to happen is when the bigger bead influences a smaller bead, the smaller bead should return the same energy back at it because that's just how the Newton's third law.
But it does not.
But
yeah.
it doesn't do that.
I didn't know that we had units of time. I mean, we have seconds or we have like terrestrial. I didn't know that there was a physics-based
yes.
atomic unit or subatomic unit of time and what that is made up of.
Did you know that there is now a Paleolithic milkshake that is made from pure sunlight? Physics, bro. Yeah. What did you say to start this off? You were like, a time, there's a levitating time. Scientists have made a levitating time crystals. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about?
There you go.
I love it though. That shit, like, when it's quantum physics or it's time crystals or it's something like that where I can't quite get it, it's interesting because it feels kind of like when you're reading something that's like above your reading level.
100%. You know, like you just know, like I get this, but yeah, I don't.
You just have to sit there and be like, okay, wait. So this means this, and then this is this.
When you get down to a quantum level and you realize everything is like vibrating possibilities and waves and not anything physical, you start to wonder if anything is really real in the first place. And then your whole worldview just fucking spirals.
Yeah, dude.
I know enough to know that like the idea of a time crystal is insane. Like that's why I'm like, I think that we give things terms, but that like the universe doesn't give a shit about them and they don't even like work necessarily in that way. Cause like I've heard the argument that time is really just like the measurement of atoms moving more than it is the tick of a clock or anything else. So it's like,
yeah, it's entropy.
Entropy. Yeah. Time's arrow is entropy. And there's also the argument that all of this is all like time. We only perceive time linearly. Time. There is no past, present, future. It all happens at the same time.
But imagine you
universe.
Had different gear where you could see it all at once. Imagine you take the movie and you just explode it into its various
every slice component. Of scene in a giant yeah. box, and the you can fucking, move yourself along the scenes,
the fucking
and
Final Cut Pro,
wherever you want.
The fucking Final Cut timeline, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, if you can see that, then you can see something and you can understand it as a whole in like a different way. It's fucked up. It's fucked up. It's like the thing about the five fingers touching the plane
yeah,
from
if you're
outside
a 2D
it,
creature,
and you see five circles.
As a 3D feature, like reach your hand down and touch the paper, what are they going to see? They're just yeah. going to see five circles.
Yeah, exactly.
In the sky. And it's the same. Somebody described, I think it was like a drug, as like peeling a 2D person off of the paper and showing them like.
I think this is pure Grant Morrisonisms right now. Yeah, I think we're just literally both talking about Grant Morrison.
probably.
What I've got for you today is the sequel to what I had for you last week. I don't know if you remember this. There was, this is, you're at a disadvantage here, Davis, but I'll give you the TLDR. Last week, there was somebody that was like, I had the wrong clothes on. I was a different size. I got abducted. And when I came back, my mom didn't accept me and I was slightly wrong. And I said that all this stuff happened before I came back that was different from what you'd say. And yada, yada, yada.
I thought
yada.
It was going to be the person who woke up in their other version of themselves body.
No. The dream one. No, yeah, that was from our listener stories. This is from last right. minisode.
No, I remember now that you met. Yeah, yeah. Went over.
This is the one. This one is called Update. Wrong clothes, extra shoes. My name is B71.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I haven't been in our subreddit for a minute.
It's like we're starting. This is not from our subreddit. It's from our paranormal. This is from, this is like some Kyle XY type shit. Thank you for your many suggestions and kind words. I will try to respond to all questions. Here are some other things that happened and I didn't speak about. I will try to give as many details as possible and keep it short. I hope all your questions are answered.
Poor
incredible.
Davis,
incredible ambition.
Davis,
I want to have as many details as possible. I want to keep it short and I want to answer all your questions. If I could do that, I would be the best-selling writer in the world. After return home, there was nothing physically wrong with me when they found me. But not long after we returned home, they took me and my brother to the doctor for a routine control before going back to preschool. I think that means checkup. After the routine control, my mother asked the doctor to check the intervention I had a few months earlier. It was a small intervention in my mouth. I had a tongue tie that was affecting my speech. When he checked, he didn't find anything to prove that I had ever had an intervention. The doctor expected not to see any scar, but my tongue tie was much thicker than at the last control, and that usually never changes. There was also a scar on my right foot after I walked on a broken bottle when I was 5, but the scar was not there anymore. My mother was convinced it had been a big one, and it was just gone, along with my birthmark. It was strange because the place where that mark from the broken bottle should be sometimes becomes very icy. It is not often. Last time I had it was maybe 3 years ago, but sometimes I have it for weeks in a row. My memories. I don't have any memories before missing. I don't remember my parents, my brother, my home, or friends. I don't remember the night I went missing. Excuse me. My oldest memory is the smell of the wet woods. Every time I feel that smell, the image of that forest hits me, gives me chills, but also makes me feel safe. I also remember 2 brown horses from the hunters who found me. One of the hunters took me on his horse. I was so impressed with how big and strong the horses were. I remember the police station where the walls were painted dark green on the bottom half and a dirty white on the upper half. When I came back, my social life and interaction with people were strange. I was speaking only when asked. I forgot how to play most of the games. I knew people, but I didn't know anything about them. The police investigation. The initial investigation was on tape, but I don't have those. My relative got the transcripts for most of them. Even if there were 7 hours of tapes, there was not much information in them because my communication skills were basic, more like a 4-year-old. I did not understand many of the questions. The 2 hunters were also questioned. They were in the woods hunting a group of wolves that had come too close to the village. They were paid by the community to do that job. They found me around 3 kilometers deep into the woods. From far away, they believed they had seen another person with me. They said that person waved to them and they started to approach. When they reached the place, there was only me. I was just standing there alone. They started to call for the person who had been there, but there was no answer. They searched around for a while. They asked me who I was with there, but I didn't say anything, only my name and the names of my parents. They said they found barefoot prints near a creek just 10 to 20 meters farther away. They were not my prints because they were too large and I was wearing shoes. They supposed it was a woman or maybe a teenager by the size, but the person who waved, they believed, was a woman. They didn't see all of her clothes, but the top looked like a dark green dress. One of them said the book was stuck into my pants, covered by my t-shirt, but the other one said he saw it in my hand. Army. After one year in the army, I was deployed to Africa. Before that, they tested our blood for immunity. This is standard procedure when going to Africa and Asia. My test results showed that my immunity was zero. They did all my vaccines again over a period of a few weeks. The doctor said that after some time, immunity starts to decrease, but not totally disappear. He assumed that maybe something was wrong with my vaccines or that they were not done by mistake. On my medical file, all vaccines were done. I don't know if there is something in this because I cannot prove I was not vaccinated as a child, but I found it strange. Hypnotist. Some time ago, I visited a hypnosis therapist. The visit was not related to this story. My coworker, who had problems with alcohol consumption, tried to fix it with a hypnotherapist, and after a few weeks, he stopped drinking. I totally believed in hypnosis, and I was a smoker. So I decided to try it, more because I was intrigued by the fact that someone puts you to sleep and resets you. I visited the therapist one time, but didn't stop smoking. Something else happened. When she called me by my name under hypnosis, this is what happened. Why do you call me? Beep. Okay, how do you want me to call you? Call me by my name. What is your name? I'm B71. Okay, B71. Who gives you this name? The nun. She kept asking about the nun and the place for a few questions, and then she stopped the session because she was not sure what was happening. The nun was dressed in a dark red robe hair. The nun was dressed in a dark red robe with her hair covered with a kind of hat. She was the one who taught me how to shower, how to dress myself, to eat, and to behave around other people. I did not go back to the hypnotist because I didn't know that person enough, and I have trust issues with something so personal and unknown, even to me. I don't know what really happened, but I believe I'm not related to the family I lived with. I have read in the comments different possibilities: changeling, alien abduction, government program, false memories.
Bigfoot.
It's not false memories because my
CIA
mother was
killer TV yeah. show host.
It's not false memory because my mother was right. In all pictures before the disappearance, I have the mark, and the intervention for the tongue tie disappeared 3 months later. The need to be vaccinated in the army is not definitive proof, but it raised many questions. I cannot point at one thing and say, that is what happened. But I'm sure one boy was stolen in one night, and I was the replacement. I wonder if he remembers his old life and family, how he was treated, and if he got another family. I've been trying to find out more about this myself the last 2 years, but I have not managed to learn much more. DNA testing I will do only in a private clinic when I'm back in my country in 5 months. I want to speak again with a hypnotist, but I want to have some kind of knowledge about the person who will read my mind and not have that person be a part of the military. There's not much more here, and I hope I don't break your expectations. I think there is more to the story, but I didn't found it yet. I need to look for it. Thank you for reading my story, and stay safe.
Questions. Where did this story come from?
This is on Our Paranormal.
Okay. And then I guess I missed the first part of this story, so I just was coming in. Is there a language barrier or some? Okay,
yes.
There's just some stuff where like the writing of it is.
English is not the first language of this poster.
Okay. A couple things that initially jumped out at me about this was when they said they had zero immunity. I was like, from my understanding of how things work, that's not how the immune system works. There's not a numeric number that you could attribute to your immune system. So quick Googling is like, doctors can test your immune system,
maybe,
but they don't
maybe
test.
They meant-
There's not number. They are white blood cell count. They test specific immunoresponses to specific
like antibodies
things. Yeah, like there's inflammation, there's other stuff. So, and then also that they thought, and maybe it's just a translation error, that hypnosis is mind reading and mind wiping. Just, it just, to me, I'm reading like there's a lot of false understanding of science and other things in this, which just makes me curious about, like, who wrote it, how old they are, what's up, what the vibe is.
It's I mean, I don't know, but I just think this one's pretty
the first story that you missed last week, more believable than the follow up.
This
follow-up
one's a little bit more,
like, oh, that was a popular post, let me embellish more.
Yeah, this one's an RPE one. Yeah,
it's the just 71 part immediately sent a red flag up for me. I'm like, oh, okay, this is where we're going then.
The things that happen in it are like kind of like the CIA stories are like pretty. Nothing is like, oh, and then the sky opened up and a beam came out or something. But it's just like the way that they describe it and the events are just sort of like, I don't
like
you know.
The story from last they're week is like, so much more innocuous. Like, sorry, go ahead, Alex.
They're just saying like, you get it. You get what I'm saying? You get the very clear plot points that I'm laying out here without quite saying them.
People do have amnesiac events. Like, is the origin the idea that they like one day they're like, I don't know who I am, I have no memory of anything, and I'm like relearn, I have to like relearn things?
Yeah, well, the story you missed last week, to like the long and short of it, was 5 years old, he gets lost in the woods for 2 days, he's like gone, eventually hunters find him, return him to his family after some questioning. The mother realizes the kid doesn't have a birthmark that he once had. His clothes don't fit him as well anymore. They're like too small. Like things are just slightly off, but otherwise it looks like him, sounds like him. And he only has memories of like being himself. And like the whole thing is, even while he's growing up, the mom never stopped being like, you're not my son. You're not my son. You're not my son. And that was like, the
didn't even go to his graduation.
It's, you know, it's vague enough and might be believable enough to be like, oh, that's
you can pin it on like a paranoid parent, you know?
The first half of this sounds like, it could just be like the mother having some sort of break or something.
Exactly, correct.
Like if your kid gets kidnapped, it could be weird to get your kid back if you haven't known them that well and you don't remember that many details about them.
There are also, I believe, tons of cases where a like overbearing parent, basically like what your parents' actions towards you make you believe them because you're like hypersensitive to their, nervous system. And so like you get these like, you take on conditions that you don't actually have because your attachment figure is like behaving so intensely and you're just trying to like
kind of like tendencies.
Yeah. It's like, is it Munchausen's by proxy is one of those kind of things?
Yes. That's it. Yep. Yep.
Something like, like where you like induce a state. So like your parent swears you're not this thing. And if you're five, you're like, first of all, kids explode and grow anyway. So one of those symptoms is just natural, but like the, you're not my kid idea. Like what do you do as a kid? You internalize that. She probably tells
it's gonna
the whole
fuck
town.
You up after a day of that, you're gonna remember. If your mom said that to you twice in your life in a day, you'd remember it.
Yep.
Yeah. That's like, that is such a different place than this.
Yeah,
than this
but
story.
I was saying, this second one is way more like fantasy, fake.
There's
B71,
like lore.
A nun.
Yeah, there's
mysterious.
Lore now. Now they're making choices about what the truth is rather than it being vague.
Yeah.
And it's a little bit disappointing, like the end of Lost or something. You know what I mean? Like once you have to say what it actually is, then you lose the mystique. And then it's just the fans are just going to be the ones that think your idea is cool. And that is it.
Yep.
Sorry. You know, I'm not saying don't do that. I love Lost all the way to the bitter end. I'm one of those guys. But still, you know, that's how it is with mysteries.
Honestly, this was the hugest... The best part about this is you finally in some way confirming or out loud that you understand that the ending of Lost is a turnoff to a lot of people and not just misunderstood genius.
It's not specifically that's a turnoff. It's just that anything with like a big mystery as the juice, right? And like once the mysteries, look at Twin Peaks, you find out who kills the girl And once you find out who kills the girl, there's like more show, but the show like got canceled. Like, it, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, it's crazy because that episode specifically is like, if the show ended there,
just it would have been horrific. Exactly. It would have been
the idea that it's not really like what's like he's like possessed. There is more to it than that.
Yeah, but it's like an Edgar Allan Poe type ending that would be pretty scary. Yeah,
it is like that is one of the most harrowing scenes.
Yeah,
I feel like I called you or texted you. I was like, this is like not I'm not okay. Like they did you too good of a job of making this like really sad and fucked up.
Yeah, don't say who it is just in case, but pretty good. But yeah, then once you know that though, what? They did like this weird like war reenactment thing for a while that got a little tired.
They were fighting with with the executives on it. But I love a good Eldritch other horror. Like
me too.
Closing the gap on physically who killed Laura Palmer, great. But I'm like, now let's get weird.
Yeah, let's go to the weird
backwards
shit.
Room, the red room or whatever. Like I gotta rewatch it and do.
You gotta watch. No, you just gotta go watch the new Twin Peaks.
That I gotta get all up in it.
You gotta, like it's Baron better Harkonnen to it's better to bath. Barely remember it. It feels better to like revisit it with the show. It's so weird, dude. You're gonna be like, oh yeah, like it's so it's one of the best watching experiences I've ever had in my life. Yeah, I don't know. That's that story. B71, we did it. We're free. Thank you for this money. We appreciate you.
My pleasure. I'm so excited to eat some lukewarm food.
Exact same thing. I got a brisket mac and cheese waiting for me.
Oh my God. Chicken scallopini is on its way here right now. So I can't good. Wait.
Thank We're you all so much for supporting healthy. Us here at patreon.com/Chuluminati Pod. We appreciate it. We love you. We'll see you next week with a brand new episode. Goodbye.
You're welcome for the feet pics.